Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
We are here. Give us a moment. And so this is July 1, 2011.
Yes.
It is the few hours after the partial eclipse, solar eclipse in Cancer. We understand that you've been reading a lot about astrology and about how important these last few eclipses were in their alignments and how they are working out into longer periods of time under certain influences. These things are all important because, as we have said many times, astrology is a roadmap. It is what the Mayans understood, it is what the Hopi understood, all of these cultures, the Aboriginals, they all read the skies, they all read the omens in the stars. Because these are signposts. You have ridden on roads where maybe the sign says windy roads for the next 15 miles. You've read other signs that say straight high speeds for the next 200 miles or whatever. Road work ahead. Detour ahead. These are signs. Astrology is the same thing. And so those who read astrology know that this particular event is harboring in a new theme that will be around for a while. Some are many months, some are even years. Much has to do with Saturn, which has traditionally been connected with patterns, established rules. Many things have been bubbling below the surface. Many things have been going on, whether it is the battling and the wars that are going on, or whether it is the struggle over the economies, the political struggles, the religious struggles. And the courts have been seem to be very political. Very political. There was the story of the judge who strangled another judge in Wisconsin. Did not kill her, but strangled her, chokeholded her. What kind of stories are these? If that is not a bubbling over into all aspects, we don't know what is, of this polarization. The law of one allows for polarization in the sense that equal and opposite. There was the idea among the dark forces, equal good for equal bad. They could do equal bad as long as they did something of equal good, give monies to charities or whatever to compensate for their greed and their manipulation. But when you don't balance, again, we use the analogy of the tire. When the tire is not balanced, it begins to wobble. And that is really what is occurring right now. The balance, the delicate balance that has been there in your America for a long time, between the right and the left and the center, is really, really, really going eccentric on you. The advocates of the powerful and the rich have moved way out of bounds. And this happened many times. One time in particular was France, just before the revolution. Your country would do well to study that period. Any of you would do well to study that period. What is it that occurred? How is it that the rich were so out of touch with what was going on with everyone else? How could they? Well, how could they? They had themselves nice big castles with huge walls that they isolated and insulated themselves with. And so they did not hear what was going on. They did not know. They did not allow themselves to know. There's the much quoted line, "Let them eat cake." Sounds callous. Let them eat cake. But those who study history know that Marie Antoinette was not callous. She was ignorant. When someone said there was no bread for the masses, she said, "Well, let them eat cake then." In other words, there's always cake in the castle. Surely the peasants have cake. Understand? It was not callous. It was ignorant. And there's much ignorance among the proponents or the advocates of the wealthy. That is how they have kept them as advocates, by keeping them ignorant. Don't tell them what is really going on. Don't tell them that you are selling them down the river. Don't tell them that you are creating an environment that keeps them indentured servants forever. But will people just accept that? Will they go quietly? No. That is what you are seeing on a grand scale. Cultures, people, masses are not going quietly. And sure, you can see more and more and more of the brutality of those on top to maintain the status quo. But those stories then reverberate and build up steam and pressure. So, where is it heading? Where is the... Well, it is heading towards a rebalancing. You hear a lot about the redistribution of wealth, as if this is some kind of horrible thing. What is wealth but the energy of the masses? What is it that's on the planet that becomes yours and not his? You found it first. You dug it out of the ground. You didn't even do those things. You just bought it at the other end. And so Saturn is losing its grip on the patterns because these other celestial bodies are coming in and pounding that wall down like waves of energy hitting the beach. Castle made of sand. Those who have built these castles of sand that they think they are living in, they know they are sand. They are hoping you don't know it. They are hoping that you are enamored by it, its grandeur, and not looking really close to see what it's made out of. Look at how quickly things changed in Egypt. Things changed in Tunisia. People who have been in power for a long time were flipped out of power very quickly. What is going on in Greece is a microcosm, and those in power know it. And they are doing their damnedest to set a pattern in Greece that can be followed everywhere else. They want to move that pattern to Italy. They want to move that pattern to Portugal. They want to move that pattern to Spain, to Ireland. What they don't want is the pattern of a people overthrowing their government. That's the pattern they don't want. And so they are attempting to shore up these governments. You must pay your debts. You must do what we tell you. We gave you that debt. We hoodwinked you into that debt. And now you're going to pay it. Understand? People are seeing the whole story now. They are seeing not just from the debt on, they're seeing how that happened, how that was built, who orchestrated these events. Now, you have people like Obama who are attempting to discharge this huge potential catastrophe. Imagine someone has filled a room full of dynamite and left a ticking time bomb in the room. And then all of a sudden left, and the next person shows up, walks in the room, and sees all this dynamite and the ticking time bomb. They're attempting to defuse it. They're attempting to remove all of the dynamite out of the building. But to do it in a responsible and safe way. And so, yes, when you see some things that don't seem to mesh, when Obama seems to be doing something that doesn't seem to make sense to your progressive liberal mind, keep in mind, you don't know everything. What did they discover when they sent Mr. Panetta into the CIA? Why is he being moved now into the Defense Department? Is this coincidence? Oh, he did well in CIA, let's just give him the... No. He is like the dog that you bring into a catastrophe area to sniff out the bombs and sniff out the bodies. Now he's moving into the Defense Department to start sniffing out the bombs and the bodies. It won't be business as usual. And those in the Defense Department, and particularly the industrial complex people, military industrial complex people, know this. They know the jig is up. They know the gravy train is coming to a stop. And so they are pulling out the stops on their end. They are getting these political action groups together to put out all of these propaganda videos, commercials. But the other side is starting to use the same techniques. if all of the facts could come forward, the judgment would be easy. What is it that happens in a courtroom? You bring evidence, you bring information, you discover things. Why? So that the judge can make a clear decision based on what occurred and who did what. So watch as the next few weeks unfold. Mr. Schumer came out, the senator from New York, calling the Republicans out on their agenda. Now they will have to defend that. Oh no, we didn't do that, we don't do this, we don't believe that. But what are the facts? If you were for a particular policy when your boy was in the office, and you are not for that policy now, what has changed? Explain what has changed. Explain what has changed and tell the world it is not that it is just a black president that you do not want to get to be re-elected. Tell them it is another reason. As the economy is sinking and sinking and you are showing no action at all. Tell them why all of a sudden it's okay to sit on your hands and demand more of what is bringing the economy down. Mr. Cheney once said, deficits don't matter. Where was where was the right at that time? Where were these fiscal conservatives then? A wonderful thing happened yesterday. The governor of North Carolina shot down fracking. Hurrah! Rationality has won out, at least for now. More and more of that kind of factual deliberation is coming. And so those who want to deal only in ideology, those who want to protect those who have been causing such an imbalance, careful. You are not going to be able to hide. See, one of the things that happens sometimes in a courtroom is that information is hidden. Sometimes it is hidden by the prosecution, sometimes it is hidden by the defense, because it would not help their case. But what's going to happen now is that all the information is coming out. So it doesn't matter what your case is. You're going to have to defend your case on all the facts, on the merits of your actions, of your desires. You want corporations to be treated as people? Then tell the people that. And see if that, how that goes over. But you can't do it and claim you didn't do it. When that judge said during the speech of Obama, no, it won't. That's not true. It is true. And you know it to be true. This belief that some have that they can say something and it sort of negates the truth of it, that is going to be one of the first things that's going to begin to vanish. You're not going to be able to hoodwink people. You're not going to be able to derail and deflect any longer. The energies that allowed you to do that have left the building. It is like you were in a very dark room, and it was easy to hide things. Ever gone into a dark closet and started banging around until someone turns a light on and then you see everything? Well, what's the first thing that happens when you do that? You stop banging into shit. You stop tripping over things. Understand? This is what is coming. And so, all of you, from the very echelons of power to the lowest of low, you're going to all have to start dealing in facts, and not your facts, the facts. Because once you do that, then, as any good judge can tell you, it's easy to make the right decisions. Easy. But first thing you have to do is stop fighting ideology that is covered in bullshit and start dealing in facts. Where are these facts going to become apparent? Religion, politics, economics, racial, gender, all of these areas, climate, weather, pollution, energy, why is it that fracking is absolved from all of these environmental concerns? Is it because it was never going to be a problem? Why would someone exempt themselves from something that wasn't going to be a problem? Is it okay to sit there and destroy the foundation of a continent? Doesn't cause any problems? These facts are coming forward, and people are making decisions based on the facts. And so if you are one who likes to pick and choose your facts, we put you on, we warn you, you won't be able to do that anymore. And so what does this tell you? Whatever was you did in the past, it's not going to be business as usual. If in the past you could lie, you could do a swift boat commercial and sink a presidential candidate, not going to happen. Why? Because the facts are going to come out. Who you are, what your gender is, what you have just said and what is a lie in what you have just said. And once people begin to realize that you lie, you are not sincere, you are not to be trusted. Anyone who has ever had a trust betrayed knows it's hard to regain that trust. People will stop believing anything you say. They will assume that if you say it, it is a lie from the get-go. And so some of these organizations and groupings that have been hiding behind lies are going to be found out. And how do you think the people you have been lying and hoodwinking are going to feel about you then? Look at these Republican firefighters and policemen who are finding themselves under attack by the very people they put in office. because they were lied to. It is actually a wonderful time to be alive. It really is. You are all going to look back on this time and say, wow, I was there when the curtains got lifted. I was there when the WikiLeaks leaked all the really juicy stuff. I remember when the secrets were revealed. Because there will be another time where people won't even know what that means. You mean there was a time they could keep secrets? How did anyone let them do that? Didn't they know? Oh, they didn't know? Well, how did they not know? Because there were patterns. Because you were in a particular place where it was easy to hide. But that time is gone. So, see how the next few weeks and moons unfold. See how many revelations come forward. And we would say this to the progressives. Grow some balls. Call a spade a spade. Bring the facts forward. And see if sunlight isn't the best disinfectant. It's been our pleasure. Good day to all of you.